Hare Krishna. I'm here in New Bridgetown. I have a difficult traveling. The trip from Toronto to Istanbul was all right. It was comfortable, but somehow my body had difficulty in adjusting to the new climate. Toronto is really very conducive for me. Humid. My body really works well in humid climates like Mayapur. And then the airplane, that was in Odyssey, so I didn't eat until we got to Istanbul, and then I only ate just a little melon. And that evening we had a program, a very, very nice program again. And I didn't go to sleep till 12:30, and unfortunately didn't have an opportunity to sleep very much. Neighbors were really making a racket. So one managed to sleep a few hours. Then yesterday morning we came early from Istanbul. There was that flight left at before 9 o'clock, so we're at the airport already at 7. I didn't sleep much that evening. And last night was very nice. We had all of the devotees from Russian devotees from Ukraine and Russia. They came out to New Bridgetown for a little break. They're doing Harinam in Budapest straight up until Rath Yatra. I'll be going out with them. And last night tried to take rest, but that didn't work so well either. And so although I was supposed to go back to Budapest after the morning program, but I didn't, and I'm here. And enough of complaining about myself. We had a very nice morning program. Well, I had the opportunity to dress for Hare Sham. That was, as usual, very wonderful. Or maybe I could say more especially wonderful, since it's not something that I've done for the last 3 weeks. Deities look stunning. I was able to also dress them last night. And then we had Kirtan. That's on the podcast as well. Not so long Kirtan, because then we went out. And where we went was in Mahavan, in the other part of New Rajadam. Very, very nice area, Balaram side, the five forests where Lord Balaram presides. And we went to the very end of the Parikrama Marg before it starts to turn around and come back and go down to the road. And we went to the cemetery of our cows and bulls, because Ramachandra, one of our bulls, a 14-year-old bull, he passed away yesterday. And he'd eaten something, and devotees were trying to do their best with him. But that didn't work, so they took him to the vet in Budapest, and he passed away over there. And we discussed that, why he left his body. He's the first of our bulls or cows to leave their body outside of New Rajadhan. Anyway, he left his body and we brought him back, and he was placed in a large hall where we have our own cemetery for our cows, and so we did put a groom all the way out there. And when we got there, devotees sat down, and I spoke a little, and I asked Sri Banga, who was his cowherd man, to talk about him. And it was very fascinating. It's too bad that I'm just giving a version or a rendition of what Sri Banga said. He said that Ramachandra's mother was Saraswati, and she was already from somewhat of a stubborn lineage, and so Ramachandra was also like that. It seems that when he was born, usually we keep the calves with the mothers for 3 months, but due to some type of oversight, he was only kept for 2 months, and no one really understood that until a long time had passed. And so Sri Banga put that down to why Ram was a pretty ornery guy. He was a little mean, and he would sometimes give his cowherd men, his handlers, a hard time, and he was also not so sociable. Moreover, seems like there was another mistake when his mother was inseminated. Then they didn't inseminate her with the same breed as what all our Hungarian cows at that time were being inseminated with our typical Hungarian cows, sperm. And of the indigenous Tarka cows. And he was a Holstein, so Sri Banga interestingly said that he was a different color, and because he looked different and he smelled different than all the other bulls and all the other cows who were of a different color. This is really quite amazing how racial prejudice is there even amongst cows and bulls. They didn't like to associate with him. But it seems that Ram was very he was very friendly with the little calves, with the new little calves. Bulls would never let young calves eat from their stall, but Ram would. And although young calves, young bulls often fight with each other, they also like to fight older ones. But older bulls aren't interested in playing with them, but Ram was. He was very, very accommodating to the bulls. Yeah, it was like their he became more friendly, less ornery, more sociable, and you can say he had a change of heart. The process of devotional service worked on him. Because he was the way he was, Ram wasn't someone who, in the very beginning, worked very much. It was only later, some time later, when one of our other bulls died, that then he started getting harnessed in, and Tribhanga said he was the one who had to work in. And it wasn't easy. But once Ram got the hold of it, then he was a hard worker, and he continued to work. He was very devoted to work very, very nicely. And as I mentioned, his character changed. Tribhanga was quite upset that Ramachandra wasn't able to leave his body in New Rajadam. But that was obviously compensated for by the fact that 50 devotees came to his funeral, and ultimately everything is Krishna's hands, Radhe Shyam's hands. I certainly will remember the service that Ram performed over the years. Nature. Happy people become disqualified from Krishna consciousness, then I'm in trouble. So, I doubt that he disqualified. And still, it leads us to think that we can also cemetery. One is that I failed to include the cemetery in Navaraja Mahima, so I'm going to have to put a couple of lines in there, a couple of stanzas, because it's a very important place and it's visible. It's right on the parikram path. Another is that I'm going to put up a large plaque in the which will show the different cows and bulls and how they're buried, where they're buried, so that they can also be remembered, and their lifespan and their service can also be remembered. And that's it for now. I'm going to stay here in New Rajadam until tomorrow late morning, and then I'll go back to Budapest. Hare Krishna.